The Orange Order was dominated by the landlords and by the ascendancy and by the Church of Ireland. And a young minister came to what's now St. James's Presbyterian Church, Third Ballymoney as it was called in those days, the Reverend D.D. Boyle, who himself became a very famous man in later years. But as a young man, he came to Ballymoney, and he was an Orange man, member of one of the lodges here in Ballymoney. And he couldn't understand why, for example, in the Sunday before the 12th, where they always had a parade to a church, that parade always had to take place to the Church of Ireland Church, because the majority of the men who were walking in that parade were Presbyterians. And so very dramatically, after a wheen of years that this went on, he couldn't stick it any longer, he decided that he would invite the Orange men to come to his church, to St. James's. And the official service took place in St. Patrick's Church of Ireland, and the unofficial service, which was his service, took place in St. James's. The moment came when the Orange men assembled, and then they had to make up their minds whether they were going to go up the hill up Town Head Street to St. James's or whether they were going to walk out to the Church of Ireland. And about 90% of them walked up the hill with their banners and all the rest of it to St. James's. And that was really the beginning of the split. The place was packed. And he preached a great sermon about raising our banners before the eyes of the Lord. And he was a very brilliant preacher, of course, and was a great orator, and had a great following. And so he really was the man who split the order. And they were all then expelled for 999 years, I think they were expelled for. So there's no hope of them ever coming back. And the order, the old order, it came to be called, was very, very much impoverished. And the big Orange order at that time was the independents. Nearly every lodge in North Antrim went over to being independent. But then as the independents progressed, they didn't agree with all that happened, and many of them came back into the old order again. They built the halls. The independents built their halls nearly always beside the old order hall. And so the two halls were nearly always beside each other. And as great brethren, when they came home from the 12th night, they nearly always boxed with each other, and they had a great fight. And now, of course, they don't do that at all. There are great relationships between the two lots, and they lift their hats to each other if they meet now. But in days gone by, they boxed every 12th night. People don't understand that in these early days, the independent Orange institution was very much a liberal institution. At the very first 12th of July independent rally in Ballymoney, the Grand Master said they would have to take sides, and they would have to know what side they were on. And they were certainly against the unionists, they said, for the unionism stood for landlordism and for all that they disliked in the old order. And so the organisation and the party that they would support was the Liberal Party, and so they were all Liberals, and all very much, indeed many of them, in favour of Home Rule. So people used to come to me when the centenary of the Covenant took place and say they couldn't understand why they couldn't find their father or their grandfather's name signing the Covenant. If they were an independent Orangeman, they wouldn't have been anywhere near signing the Covenant, wouldn't have wanted to have known anything about it. They couldn't understand that, because the independent Orange institution today would have been very much in favour of that sort of thing. But in those days, it was completely opposed to it.